Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quantity assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. So I have two concerns. My name is Adasia Hubbard. My first concern was I think I had fraud with my unemployment the first time, but I never got, like, the money. I was told that I was going to give you, but I never got it. And then somebody called that was supposedly from the unemployment office, and the call sounded similar to one of these calls, and so they asked for my information, and I think it ended up being a fraud because I never got the money. They told me that I was going to get my check in the mail, and then I never got it. And then I also needed to make a new claim if possible.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling because you haven't received any payments and you wanted to file a new claim. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
Yes, ma'am. 423-470-994.
That's 423-470-994. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your month's main name, please?
Adasia Hubbard, February 10th, 1998. And what was the last thing you wanted me to verify?
Your mother's main name?
Lorne Hubbard.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
It had to be in the summer of, like, 2020.
Okay, you say it was in 2020 when you filed your weekly?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. Okay. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
At the moment, yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify your driver's license state in a number?
Alabama. I have to get you a number. I have to go to the car and get my license.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. So my driver's license number is 887-5467.
Do you want your benefits card on direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your round number?
One moment, I can get that for you. Okay, so the router number is going to be
262-087-5278.
Is that correct? Yes,
ma'am. And what is your account number?
Let me get that for you. to my account number. Do you need to check it or just like the whole account?
Just your account number.
Okay, 3309-4850.
That's 3309-4850. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
113 Longleaf Lane. And that's Churchville, Alabama, 35173.
Okay, did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's just still Talladega College, yes.
Okay, and what is that mailing address? I do apologize about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's 113 Long Leaf, and that's one word, and Lane. And it's Trustville, Alabama, 35173.
Okay, that's going to be 113 Lone Leaf Lane, Trustville, Alabama, 35173.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Not really. I mean, yes, but no. Like, I didn't formally change it. I just stayed somewhere else.
Okay, did you want me to put yes for you? Or you
no,
want me
ma'am.
To? Okay. Can you verify your telephone number for me?
I do have a new number. So it's 205-317-0358.
That's 205-317-0358, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your email address?
My first name, ABASIA12 @gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be Adasia12 @gmail.com.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address is 113 Lone Leaf Lane, Trustville, Alabama, 35173. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1816 South 22nd Street? Is it 2984 Tuscaloosa Lane? Is it 706 Northland Drive? Is it 917 Western Avenue? Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
It's 1816 South 22nd Street.
Which other foreign cities has the current or former association to you? Is it Decatur? Is it Vestavia? Is it Birmingham? Is it Innocent? Or is it none of the above?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Decatur? Is it Vestavia? Is it Birmingham? Is it Innocent? Or is it none of the above?
A few of them, but I guess I would say Birmingham. But when I was at Talladega College, it would have been Innocent. So I'm a little confused.
Which one is more current to you or associated?
Okay. Birmingham.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. In which other foreign cities have you attended college? Is it Auburn? Is it Huntsville? Is it Jacksonville? Is it Talladega? Or is it none of the above?
Talladega.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with a ploy that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes. But I didn't get my unemployment. Okay.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
July 25th.
I'm sorry, you said 25th. July 26th?
25th.
Okay, thank you. Is that going to be 2022?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Now, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No, ma'am.
And what's the reason?
I am pregnant and I've been really sick. I also at work was injured. I was kicked in the stomach and also punched in the stomach by two of my clients, and that has left me physically incapable.
I'm so sorry to hear about that, about you being kicked in the stomach. I do apologize about that. And that's going to be yes because you're pregnant. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am. Neither.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
If it's like low labor, yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than like 25.
What is the lowest out of the wage you will sell?
$15, you know.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring home?
No more.
Did your plug in your definite date to return to work?
No more.
What is your job title and description?
A registered behavioral technician. And I do applied behavioral analysis therapy for children with autism spectrum disorder.
Okay, you said registered technical?
Registered behavioral.
Okay, my apologies.
That's fine. Technician.
Okay, thank you. What's your job description when you care for mentally impaired or emotional disturbed individuals?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am, not currently. I was just terminated today due to discrimination from my pregnancy.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you okay?
Not really, no, ma'am. I'm now left unemployed, and I'm currently pregnant, and I was going to use the money to find an apartment to live in that I was making.
Yes, ma'am. Things will get better for you, and you will be able to find you something better than where you was working at.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. What is the job title and description you're seeking a job for?
Currently, anything that's like work from home, so possibly call center representative.
Okay, you said anything, is that correct?
That's like work from home or remote, like okay. A call center representative or something like that.
Okay, thank you. Do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Yes, ma'am. So I have 2 years of experience in cost center representative as well as like customer service.
Okay. And you said you have 2 years experience, is that correct?
Yes. Correct, yes, ma'am.
What is the name of your employer?
My current employee?
Yes, ma'am. Your previous employer.
Oh, yeah, Mitchell's Place.
Is that going to be the name on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me go ahead and add your employer to it.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said the name of it is Mitchell's Place?
Yes, ma'am. Mitchell's Place.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer address?
Hold on, I can get that for you. One second. It is 4778 Overton Road. And that's Irondale, Alabama, 35210.
And that's going to be 4778 Overton Road, Irondale, Alabama, 35210. Is that correct?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Hold on one second. Where are you?
205-957-0294. 205-957-0294,
is that correct? Correct. Yes, ma'am, correct.
And what is your employment start date?
I started let me see. 3 weeks ago, so exactly 3 weeks ago. So it had to be like the 5th.
And that's going to be July the 6th, 2022?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
July 25th, 2022.
Okay, you said July 22nd, 2022. I'm sorry?
It was July 25th.
I do apologize. Let me change this for you. And that's going to be July 25th, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
I was just terminated today. This is where I was terminated from due to my pregnancy. And I had an allergic reaction. Officially, is what they said. When I was having an allergic reaction to an allergy that they knew I had, and they had confirmed that it was okay for me to eat these donuts, I told my supervisors that were in my office with me that I had to leave because it was happening. And today they told me that I left my client unattended, which is not true because he was with 5 other adults in the room while I was gone. And I was also having an allergic reaction. So they terminated my employment. And
okay.
also threw up that because I was pregnant and I had been absent for 4 days due to my doctor's appointments, which are also on file. They had to let me go.
Okay, could you say that's a violation of company policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Sarah, S-A-R-A, Nall, N, N-A-L-L.
Okay, was she your manager, your supervisor?
She was the executive director of the company.
Okay, you said the executive director, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the date of your discharge?
Today, oh, let me see what's the date. July 28th. 2022.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
An allergic reaction that caused me to have to leave my client with 5 other adults for 10 minutes.
Okay, you said a reaction that you had, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Allergic reaction.
Okay, thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
No, ma'am. Not in the way that they're alleging that I did.
Any prior warning for the same? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say I did leave my patient, but I also had notified 5 other adults that were in the room before I left, and they confirmed that I needed to handle the situation because it was then life or death.
Okay. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I went to my boss, who is named Lauren. I can't think of her last name right now, but I went to her first to ask if she had any Benadryl because I was able to spit out the coconut before I swallowed it, and it actually did become severe. And she went and helped me look for Benadryl and ultimately didn't have it and asked me, was I going to have to leave or go, you know, to handle the situation at home? And at first, I was not trying to do it. And then when she didn't have the Benadryl, I ultimately had to leave to get some because my EpiPen is at home. And that was what happened.
Okay, you said you went to your boss and asked her, did she have a Benadryl because you had an allergic
yes.
reaction from the donuts?
Yes, ma'am. And my tongue was swelling.
Did your letter have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Hold on, I'm gonna go to my notes and my phone. Okay, I'm ready.
Your temporary PIN number is 94999.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
9499.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's going to be your temporary PIN number.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in interrupting your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Am I able to collect the claim that I never got before? Because I did have a claim previously that I never got either.
Okay, you had a claim before and you never received any payments for it?
No, ma'am.
Now, what I can do for you, I can be able to give you the number to the inquiry line about your back date. Did you want to write down that number?
Yes, ma'am.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And you should be able to call that number after 5 p.m., and that's going to be Sunday through Thursday to schedule an appointment.
Okay. And what was the number before, after the Alabama, the labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The number to the weekly certification is 1-800-752-
Mm-hmm. 7389. Okay, gotcha.
And that's going to be the number to the weekly certification.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
No problem. You as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Bye.